the headstones weren't damaged. It was more ornaments that were kicked off the headstones, you know, would have been sitting on the graves. But absolutely disgraceful behaviour. And to be quite honest with you, and I've said this before, the cemetery is a place for people to go and reflect and think about the people that they love and that they have lost. It's not a recreational area or a playground for children. And if they're not, if they have no reason to be in there, they should not be in there. It's as simple as that.
Now, as we know, this isn't the first incident like this to have occurred there. And indeed, there have been calls in the past for CCTV to be placed in and around that area. Would you be calling for that? I know that there were people in the past who thought that that wouldn't work.
I think it's coming to that stage now, to be quite honest, because we've exhausted everything else. On Friday night, when this incident happened, there was security presence in the city cemetery. There was a football match on. And it was those people who were doing the security heard the smash, who headed in that direction where they heard the smash, and they seen the young ones clearing and running and getting away. So I think, you know, you can't be everywhere at the same time. So it could be a case where, and I know people have argued for it before, and I was one of the ones that was sceptical about it, thinking I don't think it's the right place to have CCTV. But this is not the first incident. We've had, a number of months ago, we had 20 headstones kicked over. These headstones, some of them did it back in the 110 or 20 years. Absolutely scandalous. We had a car burnt inside the city centre beside graves. No, when you think about it, no, people doing these incidents in graveyards. So I think it's coming to that stage. Now I think we need to sit down as a council, look at the situation, and do we need cameras or do we not? And I think it's coming to that stage. We're going to have to do something on that line here.